The Atlanta Nosh opened to the public last Sunday, with some 82 vendors selling unique foods in a 75,000 square foot lot in Atlantic Station.
We have a day pass. Going in. Okay, thank you so much.
At $5 to get in and $1 to $7 a tasting, the Supersized Smorgasbord was no ordinary food festival.
We are selling Taiwanese tree-inspired snacks.
I'm going to do all traditional Ethiopian food.
I'm doing vegan comfort foods, spicy nuts, vegan tuna salad.
We have bacon shark, which is a staple of the Trinidad Maracas Beach.
We're offering up chili, gumbo, and Japanese dumplings.
This is a dark chocolate chipotle tart with cinnamon spiced mangoes.
The vendors are mostly home cooks, would-be caterers, and people with a love of food. Some quit their day jobs, some still work. Others are exploring options.
My name is Stella Osmore. I'm an architect, and I had found myself unemployed twice in the last 3 years. And I did some soul searching and realized that I love to cook, and I'm really good at it. So here I am selling pig candy and paleo brownies, and we'll see where it takes us.
They've invested anywhere from a few hundred to more than $10,000 into their startups.
We are Naffa Almond. We're a brand new Atlanta-based company that produces handcrafted almond butter.
The Atlanta Nosh is the public version of the Atlanta Underground Market, a well-known secret among culinary circles for the past year. Started by entrepreneur Michaela Graham, the mobile monthly private food fest gave aspiring cooks a chance to test out their offerings on food lovers without too much hassle or investment. Graham saw it as a business incubator.
It allows people that really have a passion for food to get some feedback, and that gives them a stepping stone to go on to maybe get the catering license and do further things.
And many did. Word spread quickly, and soon Graham had 12,000 people on her email list. At first hard to recruit, vendors were now clamoring to get in. As the market grew, event space was harder to find, lines longer to control.
The underground market maybe got a little too successful to keep going that way.
Graham decided to take the market public, weekly, and in one permanent location. Moving above ground meant changing the business model. More vendors, more permits, licenses, and red tape for Graham and the vendors to invest in.
One pork.
Which way? No doubt those who came were gastronomically enriched, but not enough customers came Sunday for the market to turn a profit. Graham expected crowds of 5,000 or so.
Unfortunately, we had less than what we had with some of the underground markets, and I thought by it being public that, you know, it would multiply in numbers, and unfortunately that didn't happen.
Despite the first week's low turnout, neither Graham nor vendors like Monica Mabisa from Zimbabwe are giving up.
I expected to see more of the regular participants, but hopefully it will get better once people know we're out here, so I'm excited about it.
Graham plans to move the market to a better spot in Atlantic Station, decrease the number of vendors, and keep looking forward.
Well, you just have to change things. You just have to push forward, and I guess because there's no way to go back.
What kind of sample would you like?
For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.
Well, why don't we have one of both?
One of both.
One of each, okay.
And today we're actually selling the crab to take home.